Good morning, A-Town. This is your second date update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get a second date, we'll hook you up with $100, man. That's what's happening. Who's on the line this morning?
Hey, what's up? It's Emmanuel.
All right, Emmanuel.
What?
Good morning.
Emmanuel, what's up, man?
How are you?
You know, I'm all right.
Okay, what are you calling for second date update, bro?
Yeah. So I was with this girl named Trina. I just want to kind of reach out to her and see if I can go out again with her. Because, you know, I just feel like I left a bad impression. You know, I feel like my lifestyle was like a little bit too much to take in when we went out. You know, I just want to kind of see if I can get a redo.
You think it's a redo? You think it's your lifestyle or is it your name? Or the way you say your name? It might be the way you say your name, bro.
Nah, I mean, that's my name, you know, Emmanuel.
Nah, man, you will.
So talk to us about the girl who you would like to get back in contact with.
You know, she's smart, she's funny. You know, we met just out and about and stuff, you know, nothing crazy. So she really didn't know, you know, how I live. But you know, we went out. I just said everything was going well, but, you know, it took a little turn. I just think it was an awkward ending. And I just want to give it a go. Just try it again.
All right.
Okay, fair enough. We're going to try to get on the phone. Just hold on, man. Don't say nothing again. Wait until we cue you in before you chime in to speak with Trina, if we can get on the phone, all right?
Okay.
Now, you also know y'all get $100 if y'all get back together, okay?
I don't mind that.
I'm sure you wouldn't, Emmanuel.
Okay. Definitely.
He missed the smooth. He didn't smooth it too much.
But he don't sound smooth to me. He sounds corny.
That's what I'm saying.
Emmanuel.
Like Mr. Smooth is slang for, oh my God.
It seems like he's the type of guy that drives a convertible in the rain.
In the rain? Still one dead top down.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Trina, please?
This is Trina. Who's this?
Hey, Trina. How you doing? Listen, this is nothing serious, okay? This is Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 94.5. Right here in the city. It's our morning show. We got a segment on the show, Trina, called Second Date Update. And basically, mm-hmm. A gentleman called us up and said that, you know, he owed you an apology for a bad date. Are you familiar with, what's his name on?
Emmanuel.
Are you familiar with Emmanuel?
Oh, no. I'm familiar with him.
Uh-oh.
Mm-mm.
What happened, mm-hmm. Trina?
I know he didn't get up here and call y'all to call me. Listen, you could tell Emmanuel to lose my number. Let me tell y'all what happened.
Whoa,
please,
what happened?
Tell us.
Please.
Listen, when I first met him, we was grocery shopping. I was grocery shopping. And I just normally, I don't take numbers from aisle. I don't take numbers from the aisles. But I was getting some cereal. He was by the cereal aisle. We both like Frosted Flakes. So at this moment, I felt like, you know, maybe we had something in common. We should go out on a date. So I'm like, okay, cool. He gave me his number. He had one braid in the middle. I felt like that was fine. I let him have that because I still thought that, okay, we could build from this. And we go out and we get ready. Now I got on this finest wine.
Trina, baby, I love your story, but can you get to the point? What happened?
As I get here, I'm dressed fine as wine. We get to the club, okay? So we turning up. We get to the dance floor. I'm shaking a little ass. And I go to the bathroom to fix my lace front. So when I go to the bathroom to put my lace front up front, I turn around and I see it's two young ladies, one with a pink wig, one with a blue wig. And both of them standing there staring at me. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. So then they asked me, was I here with Emmanuel?
Oh.
So when they asked me, was I here with him? I said, yeah. So they were like, okay, well, you know, you ain't going to be the last. And I'm like the last. So I walk out the bathroom and I try to confront him. I try to confront him about these ladies. So when I walked out and I try to confront him, we left the club. When we left the club, I'm thinking that they left. They standing by his car.
Oh.
From the bathroom?
They look like Starburst standing right by his car. I'm getting in the car because I'm just like, I know this can't be life. Like, Emmanuel, like, this can't be the name in the Bible. I said, Emmanuel, take me home. So when I get in the car, he takes me. He claims he's going to take me home. Then he says he wants to stop at a gas station to confront what just happened because he wants to make it right with me. And I thought that, okay, we could probably make it right too. So I didn't really want to go to the gas station, but I agreed to go.
So Trina, I what happened at the gas station?
We pulled up to the gas station.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in the car. And next thing you know, they start beating on the damn car. It sounded like it was raining. They start beating on the damn car. They jumping all over the damn car. He's trying to figure out what's going on. I told him to get out the car and handle that. I don't want no parts in it. They start running around. They throwing their wigs at him. He over here fighting wigs. They beating on him with their wigs and their purses. Food stand car falling out. Everything.
Who were they? So do
you, I don't know.
You don't even know.
Last time I checked, he said it was his baby mama, but he didn't quite understand exactly how the baby got here. I didn't understand.
So how did Emmanuel get back in the car? He all beat up. And how, y'all just have a silent ride to the house?
We have a silent ride. We have a silent ride. Matter of fact, he didn't even take me all the way home. I got out the car. I was hungry. He dropped me off at Cookout. I took an Uber home.
Wow.
I didn't want to talk to him.
So Trina, what we didn't tell you, we actually have Emmanuel on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Trina.
What he want?
Emmanuel, quiet.
What he want?
Hey, man. Look. I just want to apologize. All right? Listen. Just want to apologize. It wasn't even supposed to go like that. I was having a great time with you. Like, amazing. I mean, I didn't know they was going to show up. You know, everybody make a mistake here and there, mess with the wrong kind of girl. You don't know what you're getting yourself into until it's too late. I just, you know, you got to let me try this again. It's not what you think. My life ain't what you think.
Wow, that's some pretty good plea in there, boy.
That was a good plea, boy. Now, the question is she going to take the plea deal?
No.
Girl.
No, we're not going to do it. He can stay at the gas station. Ain't no redo. He can stay at the gas station. If he want to try it again, he call a different number. Don't call me. I'm done with him. I'm done with him. He can have
I'm going to call a different number now. You to try to get you, call it. Come on, girl. What could I do?
Don't sing to me.
Oh, he
come
is
on,
not
sing
on
me.
This phone.
Oh.
Don't sing to me.
Man, hey, man.
God,
it's over with, boy.
Out,
hey, man. On behalf of 1-800-BETHUNE was off. Boy, he terrible. Oh, y'all will not be getting this $100. Trina, nope. We sorry for bothering you. We didn't know he was going to try to serenade you on the phone. Okay. Atlanta, y'all call us up. Let's talk about this second date update. 404-352-0945. Hey, man, you got to contain them BMs, man. I done been through it. I'm trying to tell you, keep where you got it. Number one in the streets, Streets 945.